This podcast is certified fresh.
Freshmediaworks.com.
From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas, welcome to Riding with the Window Down, a show about life, a show about fun, a show about good times. And now, here's your host, the Sea Dog, Chris Daly.
Hey, welcome back to Riding with the Window Down. I'm Chris Daly. And, the first thing I noticed about doing today's show was my intro's all wrong. It says, what's it say? From deep in the heart of Houston, Texas. Welcome. Yeah, well, I'm no longer in Houston, Texas. I know you guys know it, but I failed to update the new intro jingle, which means I have to get a whole new one. I'm looking for ideas. I want to go with something different, you know, maybe kind of work with the same kind of lyrics or phrases, but I just want a different feel to it. So I'm open to suggestions, but I'll be trying some stuff out in the next couple of shows. And you know the kind of delays I have in this show. I tell you, things are going really good here, though, in San Marcos. We have new streams, which is just, blowing up, doing major, major coolness. But you know you've officially moved when the bills arrive. That's right. Went to the mailbox. Yeah, that's what it's called. Went to the mailbox the other day, and sure enough, get my first electric bill. But I wasn't real upset about it because my electricity usage here in this, crap hole of a one-bedroom apartment is nothing compared to what my electricity bill was at my house in Houston. So very pleased with that. Also, internet. Internet's very, very fast here and very cheap. Now, I was paying in Houston. I had the business guru, whatever, plan guru, extra spicy, big mojo, bad mama jamma pipe. With all the extra IPs and all the stuff I needed, I had that in Houston, and it was costing me about $150 a month. Here, I get the top-of-the-line stuff they'll sell you, and it blows the speed away of what I had in Houston, and it's costing me $49 a month. Very, very cool stuff. In addition to that, my insurance rate for my car cut in half. The housing is higher here, and that's why I'm in an apartment right now and still searching for a house. I'm still trying to find that perfect match of a house, but, saving a lot of money in other areas. So, it's going to be okay that I spend a little money. I got this in a couple weeks ago, but, haven't put out a show in a while. This is by one of the listeners, Leanne Bugat or something. I have no idea how to say this name. She sent an email saying, hey, I think you'd like this, because I mentioned Lou in my blog. I mentioned Lou in the show. I mentioned it's obvious I'm a dog lover. She sent me an MP3 of a song she did called Doggy's View.
Sitting in the backyard, nothing much to do but stare at the fence, fences all around. My master comes home after goodness knows what, and all she can say is, sit, doggy, sit. That's a good boy. I've had a hard day at the office, and my head is sore. What have you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. I take one look at her and say, sitting outside, catching flies. What else can I do when I can't get out? You're filled in all the holes, the ones I dug, to get out to see my girlfriend down the road. All she can say is, sit, doggy, sit. That's a good boy. I've had a hard day in the office, and my head is sore. What have you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. I take one look at her and say, myself most of the day. And I saw some little black things jumping up and down. I went chomp and then I scratched myself. That'll put an end to the things that call fleas. And all she can say is,
sit, doggy, sit. Oh, that's a good boy. I've had a hard day at the office and my head is sore.
What have you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. I take one look at her and say, how about a walk? Sat at the gate all today, barking at whoever dared go past. I saw my girlfriend coming with some little doggies too. They looked just like me and she said, daddy, aren't you proud? And all she can say is,
sit, doggy, sit. Oh, that's a good boy. I've had a hard day at the office and my head is sore.
What have you been up to? Blah, blah, blah. I take one look at her and say, how about a walkie?
Okay, boy. Come on then. We'll go for a walkies.
All right. She also sent along some photos of her dogs, Jesse and Alex. But, you know, as you can tell from the blog and from how I talk about Lou, I think Lou has a much richer life than the one in the song. You know, he doesn't sit around waiting all day. You know, he gets to come with me. We do a lot of fun stuff, you know. Anyway, thanks a lot, Leanne. Very, very cool. Also, want to play out a song. This one played out on the PMC, and it's got a lot of uptake, and a lot of podcasters are playing it. And in fact, this is kind of a sneak peek. It's actually going to be number one this week on the PMC Top 10. So depending on how long it takes me to get this out, I might actually beat the release of the PMC Top 10. This is Presidents of the United States of America with So Low, So High.
I feel so, so low and so high. Swim low and wonder why. Just a fish that wishes he could fly. I'm so low, I'm high. I'm high. I'm high. Fish, you made me do the twist, but I almost drowned. The stereo you gave me only made a gurgle sound. When we talk, I blow bubbles, we meet up in puddles. You pour me pond water and I sip it like champagne. I'm pulling out weeds from claws and round my beak. I'm back in my tree and now I feel so, so low and so high. I fly low and wonder why. The bird wanna learn to swim and dive. I'm so low.
All right, it is time in the show where I update my social media list, the segment I stole from Doug Rapson, where I just kind of talk about who's joined my Facebook, Twitter, etc., things like that. Basically, it's my chance to show off that a lot of people are are following me. On Facebook, we have Mike Yusey, Maria Onari, DJ Dembinski. We also have Anthony Grigsby, Bob Hughes, Steve Bridges, Lewis Pitts, Chris Fleury. Again, these are all Facebook, new friends on Facebook. Jaquiz Rogers, Will Thompson, Taylor Potts, Bo Levi Mitchell, and Andre Dean. Now, a lot of these last ones are Texas high school football players that have joined, I guess, added me as a friend because of the connection with Lone Star Gridiron, the high school football podcast. So that's kind of cool. Over on Twitter, we have some new followers on Twitter. Patrick Curl, Bam Azizi, Nigel Elliott, Cardiophile, Soul Young, Odinized, Lewis Pitts again, Lucas Newcomer, Peter Ahon, George L. Smith, Jake Marsh, Metaform, Ernest Hemming, nice, Chai Tanya, and that's it for Twitter. On Flickr, we have added a new Flickr friend, Organ Printer, otherwise known as Matthew Wettergreen, a friend of mine from Houston. So thank you for that. And there's a whole bunch, actually, quite a few joined MySpace as well, but I have started reading out the MySpace ones on the PMC Top 10. I don't want to duplicate efforts here. And frankly, MySpace is almost exclusively now, for me at least, a connection with musical groups. And since that's the better setting, that's where we put that one. All right, well, I did start riding my bike again. It's very cool. It's about a 5-mile round trip to work. Now, get this. It is indeed uphill both ways. How can that be, you ask? Well, I'll tell you. The apartment is on the top of a hill. The office is on the top of a hill. In between the two is a big dip. So you start the ride out going downhill. You finish going uphill to your destination both ways. Very cool, though. I'm enjoying the heck out of it. It's good to be back on the bike, especially, you know, biking has been a huge part of my life, my entire life, really. I've got almost 19,000 bike miles logged right now and looking to crack that 20,000 mark. And I just wanted to mention it to you guys so that you can maybe encourage me, wish me some luck as I attempt to drop about 20 to 30 pounds by riding more. And I even found out, very cool, that at my office, there's showers. How cool is that? So, you know, yeah, if you want to give me some encouragement, you can shoot an email, CDOELLE. @gmail.com. That's my first initial, last name. Or you can call the call-in line, 713-568-6361. Give me a shout-out. Give me props. Or call me names, whatever. All right, I want to play out one more song. This is by Katie Herzig. I was... turned in, whatever you want to call it, turned on to this by Aerial Publicity. The song is Charlie Chaplin.
We're entertainers living in a scene where nobody slows down. Busy making little pieces into things that dare to make a sound. Like an angel, try like a fool and dare to walk away. Each of us has got a little Charlie Chaplin inside us saying, hey fellas, why don't we go? The movies are silent and life is as big as a stage. Waiting on a clock or waiting on a view and hoping that it's new. We all got to find something to do. Well, I say we take on the strange and insane. Come on, let's pick up our hats and our canes and say, hey fellas, why don't we go? With the movies are silent and life is as big as a stage. Life is as big as a stage. Life is as big as a stage. sunset today. You know anything for a laugh? Oh, anything for a laugh? Hey, fellas, why don't we go where the movies are silent and life is as big as a stage?
Very cool. Look for that one to show up as a bonus track on PMC Top 10 also. Well, my nephew Blake has been in town, and actually he's moving here. He has moved here. He is the latest addition to the staff at News Streams. And I tell you, you know, obviously I've known him all his life, but I knew he was sharp. I mean, he's always been sharp. You may remember that video game, The Incredible Machine, where you had to build things to make something happen, like a ball was dropping and you had to get it over here somewhere, and you had a pile of pieces and you had to make it into something. He was a whiz at that. He would blow away engineers, you name it. And so everybody knew he was smart. And of course, he spent a lot of time with me in the summers up in Houston, working on computer stuff, learning stuff, things like that. So I knew he had the aptitude. And you know, he's come in and really, really picked up what we're doing at News Streams with this online publishing. He's really picked up the editing stuff. And I think, at least, you know, the feedback I get from Blake is that it's a good fit. He's happy doing it. Everybody's happy around him. So it's working out really good. And now I've been fighting the urge to call him Scooter. Now, his nickname has always been Scooter since he was in diapers. And basically, in deference to the fact that he is now a full-grown adult, well, you know, he's like 23 or something like that. I've kind of been introducing him to other people by his given name, Blake. Now, he doesn't care either way. He's told me over and over again, he said, no, it doesn't matter. But, and this is something, I guess, my own personal thing, that when I was, junior high school or something, my nickname growing up had always been Kip, K-I-P. And about junior high, I walked out into the middle of the living room, put my hands on my waist, and proclaimed to my family, I no longer wish to be called Kip. I would prefer to be called Chris. And from that point on, everybody did. So, and in retrospect, I probably should have kept Kip. That's a kind of a cool name. Anyway, I'm going to pull this thing to a close. I want to thank you again for listening, and do me a favor and give me some feedback so that I know there's somebody still out there. I mean, the downloads are still going, so somebody's listening. So just give me some feedback and let me know. Anyway, until next time, this is Chris Daly reminding you, you can call me Kip to keep it real.